Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Well, we are happy to be here, and we are glad that we have a great listening audience, and we really appreciate the calls we've gotten over the last couple of weeks.
And last week, we were told that we don't say our telephone number enough, so start there.
Okay, so our telephone number, 435-477-6999. And if you got your phone out, why don't you just put that in your memory right now, and that's Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, 435-477-6999.
If you have any questions or you need any direction or resources navigating the healthcare system or the senior community, give us a call. We'd love to help you find the resources that are available. And you'd be surprised at how many resources really are available to you. In fact, our program, our expanded palliative care program, is an insurance benefit provided by Medicare. So you should take advantage of it sooner rather than later. And that's kind of all I got to say about that.
Okay. Well, and we started this as a call-in show and answering questions along the way. And so if you want to call and ask questions online, or if you just want to call and ask a question, and Andy will forward it to us, that number is?
673-5890 is our studio line, 435-673-5890.
And if you just want to text that in and have us answer a question, we would be happy to do that. And Andy's personal text line is
435-467-5842. There's a lot of ways you can get a hold of us.
Yeah.
Okay. So
you can just send Andy a text telling him you love him. That would be just fine too.
I do that almost every day.
He does, yes.
So last week was great. We kind of announced on the Wednesday that we had our only daughter getting married on Friday, and whew, we feel very blessed to have that have taken off without a hitch, but also
it
behind
happened.
Us.
It happened
smoothly. I don't think anybody had any complaints, even about the cake, so we're good there.
I'm not going to lie, though. There is something very bittersweet about your daughter getting married.
Did you cry, Kaylee?
Bawled my freaking head out the night before, just knowing that my life was going to be different. And yeah, she's just such a great girl. And, of course, we all love all of our kids, right?
The real question is, did Richard cry?
I don't think anybody has an answer to that.
Maybe just a smidge.
Just a little. Okay.
Just a little. She asked him to announce her after they were married, coming in for the first time as Lacey Hershey. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, made him well up just a little bit.
That was a trigger, huh?
Yeah, that was a bit of a trigger.
Yeah, because I kept expecting him to take on our family name.
Yeah, and that just made him really sad that he didn't take.
I mean, who wouldn't choose Fritzler?
I know, seriously.
Over Hershey.
they both sound like something good to eat, either way.
Yeah. There you go. So it was wonderful, but that's, behind us. And
all right, so moving on. Yeah. this week in hospice, let's talk about that a little bit. We've had some experiences that we thought we'd share on the air. So this week in hospice, we've met a number of people, and we've had some experiences, and we think the topic today should be about care in facilities and that we can help with that.
Well, can I just kind of give a little interlude or explanation how this arise. So what happened is we had somebody stop by our office that listens to our radio show, and she was actually there to visit the doctor that is located right next door to us, one of our medical directors. And she stopped by to introduce herself, say hi, and while we were talking, she mentioned that her mother is in an assisted living and her father-in-law is also in an assisted living. And she was just mentioning how taxed the facilities are right now, and they're really, short help with the nursing staff. And they're doing an incredible job.
Because that nursing crisis isn't just in hospitals.
Right.
There aren't enough nurses for the hospitals, and that trickles down to not enough nurses in care facilities, and that's not enough nurses in all parts of medical care.
But so interesting, as we were talking, I said to her, now we've talked about this many, many times. I'm not sure if your mother or father-in-law is ready for the palliative care program, but you should know sooner rather than later. So we started talking more about the program, and she was absolutely shocked. I mean, shocked to discover how much we could do for her mother and her father-in-law in the facility. So let's name some of the facilities so that we don't have any more confusion about that. Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Southgate Senior Living, Ovation, Autumn Park, Sterling Court.
If you have a mother or father, grandparent that is in one of those and you're concerned that the level of care that that they're able to receive right now is somewhat limited, and it is, then being able to have, you know, additional care come in on top of that to just make it better would be a great option. I think a lot of people don't really think about that. They think, okay, so we've got we're in a facility where care is being given, and that's the end of care.
Right, right.
But it doesn't have to be. They can receive all the care that they would receive from that service.
Plus more. Plus having somebody come in to advocate specifically on their behalf, somebody that's there only for them, you know, reviewing medical records and circumstances. So the care then becomes just that much better, right? So in these facilities, yes, you might have nurses and CNAs that come in, but what if there was more? What if there were nurses coming in specifically to meet only with you? You know, CNAs that are coming in to assist the other caregivers that are already there at the facility. And those are the kind of things that this one specific lady was like, well, I guess I heard you say that, but I didn't see how that related to our situation. Yes, my mom has to wait a little bit longer if she pushes her button, but, you know, not too bad. It's not too bad. But to have somebody there to just spend extra time with her, whether that's playing cards or reading books or going over her genealogy or helping her write down, you know, some stories or what have you, that has already improved her quality of life. I mean, she's really, really enjoying the personal one-on-one visits in her facility.
Right. So if you have somebody, let's say, in one of the group homes in Beehive, you know, they have the independent living where you can rent an apartment or a townhome, but they also have those group homes where, you know, you have more care that's, you know, directly related. If somebody's in one of those group homes, then the care that they're getting may not be all the care that they could get. And so it'd be good to bring in that extra level of care. Or if you're at Rose Trust Manor or, you know, just it's... the level of care that's there, certainly a nurse is going to oversee that in a skilled nursing facility. There will be nurses on premise. But when a nurse has to oversee 24 patients, then they may not see each of those patients once in a day, you know, because they've got an 8-hour shift. That's not very much time per patient. They may also have CNAs. And if you had a CNA in a facility that only cared for 8 patients, then you could expect that they'd have a half an hour to 45 minutes
extra time
to give to the patient, right? To 8 patients, some time for charting and doing other things. But, you know, maybe a half an hour per patient. But when that CNA then has to be spread between 16 patients or something like that, then the amount of time per day, per total day, drops quite a bit. And the overnight care certainly is less. So if we are able to bring somebody in and provide an extra, you know, 4, 6, 8 hours of care a week, just in addition, and that care is just for your parents or your grandparents, then we can do some things. And it doesn't have to be just CNA care. We can provide people to come in and visit and just spend time doing activities with them.
Or give your loved one massages, or our physical therapists can come in. And sometimes, even if your doctor has said, oh, physical therapy will no longer benefit, it still feels good to get those massages, those, you know, physical therapy, and to get up and walk around safely.
Right.
So we provide a lot of help with physical therapy, and our patients just absolutely love it.
Right. So if you're at Spring Gardens and a massage would be a great thing, then it would be great to allow us to come in and do that. And one of the important things, and Andy, I think you know this, if somebody qualifies for our palliative program through hospice, what's the cost to the patient?
Really, really expensive. It's $0.00.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a free added service. It's not something you have to pay the facility additional amounts for, which, you know, there are those costs. But this is outside of that. So this is just bringing an extra level of care, an extra level of medical services, and less medical, more palliative services to the patient.
Again, it's another one of those insurance benefits that so many people don't realize that they have.
Right. So let's say that your grandmother's at Ridgeview Gardens and or Hurricane Rehab. And, you know, is
Cedar City, Stonehenge, or
yeah.
One of the other facilities.
And they're struggling to deal with their daily activities, and there just aren't people there. We had a conversation with a lady who says, you know, I'm not really incontinent normally, but sometimes the staff can't get there for 45 minutes to help me get into the bathroom, and that makes it, you know, very difficult. Well, if we're providing care to take care of some things, you know, that those people also have to take care of, maybe helping with bathing and things like that, then that relieves the CNA to be a little more time available for some of those other things that need to get done. And it just makes for a much better life, whether it's at a basic activities of daily life level or if it's just adding more activities in the day.
Just more visits.
Right.
Well, what about if the patient is in the hospital itself?
Even at IHC. Yeah, we can provide care there.
But let's be honest. So IHC also has a program. Now, I will tell you, you know, and this isn't at all to undermine them or dig at them at all, but IHC has their own hospice and home health program. And during COVID, they have decided that nobody else, that they don't have to share or inform the patients about anybody but them. And that's just a true fact. In fact, I did have two girls, they were daughters, that called us. They knew about our palliative care program. They wanted us to come in and help. We called and tried to make arrangements with the hospital, and they said, absolutely no, we're not allowing anybody else in, no other competitors in at the time during COVID. And in fact, then they went in their room and told the families that we don't have doctors and CNAs and nurses, which is so untrue. But that was one person there. I don't think everybody would do that. But IHC right now, being the only hospital, does not think that they have to inform you of all of your available options. So if you're at IHC, yes, we can help you, but you have to ask for it.
Yeah, they're not gonna offer it. Now, if you happen to mention the word palliative, they will say they have a palliative program, but I'm going to try and describe that a little different. You know, we have a complete, broad, very expansive palliative care program.
That provides services at no cost to you.
Right. And you might use the word palliative care light, except that the only thing they do in palliative care for you is generally provide heavy medication. So I'm going to go with palliative care heavy instead of palliative care broad, right? It's just they only have a few things they do under the definition of palliative care that may not be the things you'd be looking for in palliative care. And so that's really the distinction.
And they will honestly admit to you that they're a little short-staffed in their palliative. They've moved everybody out of the palliative care program and into the hospital where they are short-staffed as well. So if you would like to know more about us, you just have to ask. You just have to ask about Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. Give our office a call. We'd be happy to talk to you. There's never an obligation or any commitment other than information available. And you make a decision for yourself. There's never any pressure. We won't call and bug you.
But other than IHC, who has, you know, their own commercial endeavors and they're trying to compete, every other facility that we've talked to and are providing service for is glad that we're coming in and helping provide that care.
And that's actually a good point. The assisted living and the independent living facilities, they do not have their own home health or hospice. So one of the outside companies like Pathway comes in to help. So they open the door to all of them. And of course, you know, that's great for us, but we're trying to introduce a far more expanded program with many, many more resources available to you.
Right. So, if you know, at Autumn Park or at Primrose, and they appreciate that we're coming in and helping relieve some of the pressure because they feel it. Those nurses and the CNAs there want to provide excellent care, and they wish they had more time to do it, but there's only so many hours in the day, and there are so many patients. So when they see that we can come in and provide that additional level of care and comfort and make the patients feel better, they are just excited to have us there. So we're happy to do it. You just have to know that it's available and give our office a call. And if you can qualify for the for the palliative care under hospice, then there is absolutely no cost to it. And that's an important thing. It's a free service that's available that adds so much to life and living.
Again, it's part of your insurance plan. Even the most basic Medicare program has it and will cover it. We're the first one to introduce it in southern Utah, but it is available to you through your Medicare program. We actually had a sweet nurse at one of the facilities say to us this week that it was unbelievable how many hours we came in. She had no idea that we would really give our patients that many hours, and it just freed up so much more time for her to do her job. So she is now a huge advocate of ours, and we love that, and that's what we're trying to do, introduce ourselves in the community.
And so whether it's Sunbrook or Sun River, we are happy to talk about the care that can be provided. And it has to be personalized care. So we really want to find out what are the most important things for that individual and how do we help them live a much more happy life. So it may be that they need help with personal cares. And it may be that they don't need that help, that's okay, but they have other issues or they're just lonely. I mean, as a family, yes, you come in and visit as much as you can, but there still may be days, and that sometimes leads into weeks, where nobody's able to show up and spend a few hours doing, whether that's knitting or just talking or listening to stories. And these are all things that, you know, people like to do. If somebody has a project they like to do, if they like to put together a puzzle, we can have people come and spend that time with them.
Which also brings up another way to look at this. Remember, we also do cares within your home, which often, if you are trying to get your loved one out of a facility and be able to care for them in a home, sometimes it's the help that we provide that makes it possible for you to still hold down your daily requirements of caring for your family or working and still have your loved one at home for you. With you. So whether it's in a facility or in your home or in a hospital setting, give our office a call, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. It's 435-477-6999 or on our website, Richard.
The website is pathwayhospicecare.com. And certainly you can go there and get a little bit about our story and be able to listen to past radio programs. You know, there's some information there. But really, to answer questions, to have that conversation and get you comfortable with it, give us a call. Now, here's the deal. We think it would be great if people called us and we talked about all the things that might be available at the time that it's appropriate. And the worst thing that happens is somebody's not eligible for hospice at this point because they are in too good a condition. Well, wouldn't that be nice to know? What we found is that most people don't realize that they may be eligible for hospice, and they keep putting off that conversation.
Well, and for a number of reasons. Sometimes they think that when it's time, the doctor will mention it to them. But, you know, that's a hard conversation to have for a doctor who went to school to cure. And when there's no longer a cure for one of your diagnoses, that's a really hard conversation to have. And a lot of times they believe that you're waiting for them, but they're waiting for you to give them an indication that you're ready to hear that information.
Right.
So remember, you have to speak up too. But one of the things about Medicare is it's always beneficiary's choice. And that means you should do the homework for yourself. So you should give our office a call and find out when the time would be appropriate. You might be surprised because up until we got here, hospice was really, really used in southern Utah as very end-of-life care. But it doesn't have to be when there's a really expansive palliative care program to help you check so much off of your bucket list. It really will bring you a much higher quality of life and make having your loved one at home with you possible.
Right. And for those, and let's take this other side, and that is that if you're not in a facility, we can provide care and we can do the same thing, bring that in so that we can support the caregivers that are there, the spouse or the kids that are trying to take care of them. We can help them accomplish those things and focus more on what's the important part of their communication and relationship. So we really want to stress that as far as people in facilities, if you have a loved one that is in one of those facilities here locally, whether that's in Cedar or in Hurricane or here in St. George, give our office a call and let's talk about whether there is additional care that can be provided to them that will cost nothing. You know, there's no financial commitment. There's no signing any long-term contracts. But if we can just bring some care in to make their life a little more full throughout the day, then we'd love to do that. It's a Medicare program, and if you don't take advantage of it, it's just lost. There's no, you don't save it. You don't get to transfer it anywhere else. It's a use it or lose it program, so we really think you should try and use it. If you are in your home and you are struggling a little bit and need some help, and we're talking about people who have a lot of different life-limiting conditions, things that, you know, if you know that whatever condition you have will probably be the reason that you pass from this mortal existence, if you know that right now, then you should probably be having that conversation about hospice. It doesn't matter what stage you're in.
And let's be honest, ignoring it won't change the outcome.
Right. So we look forward to doing that. And we look forward to seeing and talking to you. We've got some things coming up. We vital statistics tracking. We do blood sugar tracking and blood pressure for seniors at the St. George Senior Center. And that will be, we are there every second and fifth Thursday at 9 o'clock and until 11. And we do it every Monday at the Hurricane Senior Center at 11 o'clock. And we would, you know, if you don't normally go to those, just come to see us. We'd love to sit down and talk with you and explain what we can do in a, you know, a fairly open environment. And if you call us, you're not making any commitment. If you call our office, you're not committing to anything. We're not trying to sell insurance policies or anything like that. We are just explaining what things are available to you. And if you want to take advantage of it, we encourage you to do that. But if you find out early, then you know what you have available to you when the time comes.
Although Medicare does have their open enrollment coming up right now. And if you have any questions about Medicare, we do have, you know, resources available for that as well.
Because there are lots of companies that are out there trying to explain the services that they're providing. You know, it's an extra insurance policy that you're paying for, and every one of them has a different mix of services. So it's important to understand those. And so we can answer some questions. We don't sell those. So we don't have a horse in the race, I guess. We get no benefit other than being able to talk to you. To help you and help the community improve what's going on. And that's why we're doing all of this. So we look forward to it. We haven't had a single call in, Andy, have we?
No calls
text,
today.
No calls?
No calls.
Okay,
today.
Well, think about your questions this week. And next week, please give a call in during on the air so that your voice can be heard. If you have a question, you must know that there's at least 10 other people out there with the same question that are just too afraid to ask. So please call in and ask your questions.
673-5890 is the studio line. If you want to call in, we still got about a minute or so. If you want to call in and ask a quick question, we'd love to hear from you.
Okay. And again, our telephone number, and you can call us all week. Anytime, we will answer that question for you. And our number, that easy number, you already know the area code. And so the simple number is 477-6999. We really want to hear from you. We really do. This isn't just, we're not saying it. These are the things that make us feel like we're doing the right thing, is when we can help somebody in the community find a resource. Maybe it's not something we provide, but if we can help answer a question, find a resource, overcome a hurdle. If you have, you know, questions about mortuaries or, you know, those types of things, if you have questions about
powers of attorney or advanced directives or any of that.
Right. We'll answer those questions. We'll help you walk through that. Those aren't necessarily difficult things, but they're impossible until you really sit down and look at it and start to have an understanding of it.
And remember, this show today came as a result of one of our sweet listeners coming in, asking some questions to navigate a system that she was, you know, only mildly familiar with. And so that's why we're here, is to help our community find the resources that are available. And I think you'd be quite surprised, really, how many resources are available. Our state is wonderful. Medicaid, Medicare services are incredible here.